Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and we are awaiting Mayor Bloomberg and Police Commissioner Kelly's news conference about the shooting at the Empire State Building this morning, and we will go right to it as soon as they start. But in the meantime, today is That's My Issue Day on the Brian Lehrer Show, and I want to talk a little bit right now about what that means. We're inviting all of you to use our website to spread the word on social media about a political issue in your life. Go to wnyc.org/issues to make a That's My Issue badge and share it with your friends. And consistent with the social nature of this storytelling project that we've been doing the last week and a half or so, we will take calls on the air now about the friends and other people in your life who have helped to shape your political views. Who is or who was such a person for you? And understanding that we may get interrupted by the mayor, give us a call and we'll at least start this. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Do you have a certain friend who opened your eyes to something and affected your view of an issue or of the world? 212-433-WNYC. Maybe you had a certain relative who did that for you. Maybe it was even your parents. Did they shape your politics, either as a role model or maybe as a model to rebel against? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. We're looking for those friends and relatives and others in your life, people who have helped shape your worldview on politics or any individual issue. Some of us have had teachers who have been very influential in our lives and sometimes in shaping our views on issues. Have you ever had such a teacher? 212-433-WNYC. And, of course, teachers come from all corners of our lives, don't they? Sometimes a teacher is the actual person who stands up in front of a classroom. Sometimes the teacher is somebody in our religious lives or elsewhere in our community who you realize this person is kind of a teacher to me in an informal way. Do you have people like that in your life? Or maybe it's an actual politician or a political activist who made you see things their way on an issue. Is there such a person like that for you? 212-433-WNYC. And as our lines fill up, you all, whether you want to speak on the air or not, can go to wnyc.org/issues, wnyc.org/issues, to make a That's My Issue badge and share it with your friends about whatever issue in your life has influenced your politics here on That's My Issue Day on the Brian Lehrer Show. Here's an example of people, a few examples of people in our listeners' lives who have shaped their views. Carlos made a badge that reads Immigrant Youth. And he writes, the experience that shaped my politics was coming of age as an illegal youth. I knew at an early age that I was different because of my legal status, but I never really felt it until I was about 15 years old. It was when I started seeing my friends showing off their driving permits on Facebook. It was when I would get anxious and scared when I tried explaining to the managers of a job I was applying to that I couldn't fill out the Social Security slot on the application. It wasn't until I heard and read about the demonization of undocumented immigrants in class discussions or comments boards on political articles. It was when I finally felt, not knew, but felt the giant irony that was being an undocumented immigrant in the land of immigrants, the USA. So that's a very powerful story by Carlos, who made his That's My Issue badge called Immigrant Youth about his friends on Facebook and his interactions with them, making him realize in more of a real way to him what it actually meant to be an illegal immigrant in the United States. All right, let's go to some of your phone calls on friends and other people in your lives who have helped shape your political views. And Robert in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Robert. Thanks so much for calling.
Hi, Brian. Fuad Ajami, who you had on your show the other day, was a professor of mine when I was at Princeton and he was at Princeton. And I was a freshman and attended a number of his lectures and then took his courses. He was at that time a big proponent of, in academia, of what he called political anthropology, in mostly of the Arab world and the Third World, but basically understanding politics by understanding a society, its literatures, its customs, and in effect the fabric. As you know, he grew up in Lebanon before the Troubles, but which was a very complex, multi-level, religious, tribal society. By doing that, he opened us, all his students, up to reading the literature of the Third World, Arab poetry, V.S. Naipaul, things of that. He would do these lectures about the Third World dictators that were quite humorous. And he brought an appreciation of the Arab-Israeli conflict, which was, at that time, you know, it wasn't like two-dimensional. It was a multi-dimensional approach. And from then on, I mean, my worldview was expanded. My views of politics were expanded. And I truly believe you could examine today's politics in America, the red and blue states, the things of that sort, through the same type of prism. And so that was a life-changing experience. It was focused on politics, but really something larger than politics, society.
Robert, culture. It's a great start to this call-in. Dr. Ojami apparently affecting Robert's politics so that he views things through a multidimensional lens and not just a polarized black and white one. So I like that place to start. 212-433-WNYC. And Ife in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much. I enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Who influenced me? Many people, but one, Dr. Gerald Deese. He taught me not to be afraid. I'm an old lady now, but being able to stand up and not be afraid, not be used as sheep. I would like to speak to the deficit. It seems to me that all of the parties, independent, conservatives, Democrats, Republicans, they all talk about wanting to reduce the deficit. I listen to the huge amount of money they're all accumulating with the PACs.
But tell me about this Gerald Deese. Why was he your mentor?
Well, he was a doctor at City when I was getting my undergraduate, before I got my graduate degree. He went up against corporations, big business. He was one of the first ones to speak about, you know, the starch. Black women used to eat starch. And there was a whole thing about how it was good for you, but it gave iron deficiency and stuff. He wasn't afraid, and he fought, even though there was a lot of pressure against him. With the deficit, I feel that we should fight. You know, you had a speaker on there the other day who talked about, you know, the plan Obama had, and how, you know, his stimulus wasn't such a failure.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to him, you had another gentleman on.
And if I don't want to go through, you know, a lot of citations of guests we had on the show, but I'm going to leave it there. But you told us a wonderful story of your mentor, Dr. Gerald Deese, and some of the things that he did. And we certainly get that he influenced you not to be afraid and to stand up to corporate and other interests. So thank you very much. A good contribution to That's My Issue Day and friends and others in your lives who have influenced your political views. Sandra in Montclair, you're next on WNYC. Hello.
Good morning. I'm calling to say my political view has been more or less brought out or brought to the light because my father told me that before, around World War II or the Depression, people were in a bad way. They didn't, only money they could spend is what they had or put under the mattress. And because of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, he started the Social Security, and then we could write checks, but the men used to have to work on something called WPA. I think it was Workmen's Program or something. I'm not sure.
The Works Projects Administration, I think, was it. And we see WPA, we see the fruits of WPA projects around the country to this day in the United States.
Okay.
Sandra, I'm going to leave it there. Thank you very much. Adam in Manhattan, also a parent that you want to talk about, right?
Yeah, thank you. My dad and I used to have a club together. We called it the Explorers. And we used to go camping and hiking together. And it really, when we would go, we would get into these really in-depth conversations. I was like 8, 10 years old. And it really influenced who I was. It really influenced. We took a really holistic perspective, and he would always challenge me and make me look at things from a different perspective. And even when I was that young, and that was really, really helpful to me in understanding what the world was really like and how different things affected each other. And it was just a really amazing experience that really helped me grow. And I later went on to work in politics when I lived in California, and continued working in social services later. And it's just something that was really, really important to me.
Adam, thank you very much for your call. We're going to take a break. We're going to continue in a minute with more of your calls here on That's My Issue Day on The Brian Lehrer Show. Again, remember to go to our website. We are inviting you all to share via our website. Use our website to share on social media a badge that you can make at wnyc.org/issues about whatever the issue is that has affected you personally, that has helped shape your political views, wnyc.org/issues. And we'll take more of your calls in just a minute with friends and other people in your lives who've helped shape your views on the issues. And we are still standing by for Mayor Bloomberg's news conference about the shooting earlier this morning at the Empire State Building. We'll bring you that live. Stay with us, Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. That's My Issue Day on The Brian Lehrer Show. We're inviting all of you to use our website to spread the word on social media about a political issue in your life. Go to wnyc.org/issues to make a That's My Issue badge and share it with your friends. I made a badge about ambivalence over the draft, and it relates to early in my life when there was a draft and I was sure it was wrong, compared to these days when people like Charles Rangel are arguing to bring back the draft. And I wonder, maybe they're right. So go make your badge based on an issue that has affected you personally at wnyc.org/issues here on That's My Issue Day on The Brian Lehrer Show. And you'll see how you can share your badge with your friends on social media. It's easy and it's fun and it gets a good conversation going here in this election year. And here on the air, we're taking calls with your stories about your friends and other people in your life who have influenced you on any issue. 212-433-9692. And John in Bridgeport, you're on WNYC. Hi, John.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I guess my issue would have to be the inability or unwillingness of our political leaders to be honest about the global situation in the environment and our impact on it as consumers and the way we live. And my sister, who's 10 years my senior, had a big impact on me. She's a lifelong special education teacher. I grew up in the Midwest. She's a lifelong liberal and really challenged me to think about things, why people are the way they are, why things are the way they are, what are the multiple reasons behind things. And I'd have to say that Jimmy Carter was kind of a hero of mine, in that he made an attempt, in my eyes, to try to get us to take a hard look at how we were living and what our standard of living and expectations and material needs and use and demand.
And I have to jump in, and I appreciate your call. We're going to go live now to Mayor Bloomberg on the shooting at the Empire State Building earlier today.
I'm here with Police Commissioner Kelly.